Hello and welcome to germanpodcast.de, dem Podcast zum Deutschlernen. Zunächst einmal schönen Dank für die ganzen Müsli-Kommentare. Thanks for all the Müsli-Entries, Müsli-Riegel-Entries. I didn't realize that Müsli-Riegel is such a, yeah, kind of German thing. Of course, it's that, for me it's something that's so connected to sport and as people in all countries through sport, I saw it. Everybody was eating Müsli-Riegel all the day. All sportsmen, at least. Anyway, back to German podcast. We have the 27th of October, and yeah, for the last one or two weeks, it started to get grey. I live in the center of Switzerland, Lucerne, Zurich, and we have a lot of seas there, and so therefore we have a lot of fog in the autumn. So it's always grey. We have what's called Hochnebel, high fog. It's like clouds, but they aren't clouds, yeah, fog. So it's grey all day, but if you're lucky, you can go into the mountains and go above the fog, and of course there it is beautiful, because you're above the fog, the air is very clean, the sun is shining. Yeah, but at the moment I can't, because I have to work, so my days are very grey. And I work in a very large building. I usually don't see the sun. I can't see the sky from my window. Of course, I look to the inner court, the Innenhof, der Innenhof. I can't look to the outside. But anyway, as the days get so gray, the sky is gray, the light is gray. Zurich, as at least the part where I work, is gray. So my days are gray, grau. Und deswegen, and that's why I want to talk about seasons. Because November is a special month, it's a grey month. It's always grey all day long. It's cold, it's windy, it's not necessarily raining, and there's not yet snow. So, yeah, nobody can do anything. So, that's why I want to talk about seasons, looking forward to the snow, to the skiing season. I will start with some words. I've added those words to the homepage, of course. So, season itself in German is die Jahreszeit. Die Jahreszeit. Zeit is time and Jahr is year. And so it's kind of year time, Jahreszeit. Spring ist der Frühling. Der Frühling. And summer is der Sommer. Der Sommer. So what was summer again in German? Der Sommer. And autumn, we currently have autumn, it's called der Herbst. Der Herbst. Winter ist der Winter. Der Winter. Then we have snow. That's Schnee. Der Schnee. And of course in the autumn all leaves are falling from the trees. So leaves are Blätter. Plural. Die Blätter. And one leaf is das Blatt. The sun, I haven't seen the sun for some days, but the sun is called die Sonne. And rain, rain is der Regen. Der Regen. And storm, we usually have a lot of storms in autumn, but in the early autumn, the storm season is already passed. Der Sturm. Der Sturm. Yeah, Switzerland, of course, is famous for the snow, for the mountains, for the ski holidays. People from all over the world come to Switzerland to go skiing. And we, at the moment, we read a lot about this because of the discussion about the Klimawandel, der Klimawandel, the change of the climate. People are afraid that the glaciers are melting away, that we don't get real snow because the last winter was very, yeah, we didn't have a lot of snow, so many skiing regions have problems and they use these Schneekanone. I'm not sure, snow cannon, like the machines that produce snow. Die Schneekanone. So, we read a lot about this, and on the other hand, the Euro has gained a lot of value against the Swiss franc. So, Switzerland traditionally was a very expensive country to make holidays. This is not true as much anymore as it was for the Europe countries. Of course, the dollar has lost a lot of value as well, so this is probably not true for the Americans. But there are a lot of Germans and Russians coming to Switzerland this year. So everything is going to be more expensive, at least in the skiing regions, or at least in those regions where there is snow. So if you intend to make your Christmas holidays, spend your Christmas holidays here in Switzerland, bring a lot of money. I love the Italian term, porti, molti, soldi. Finde ich, klingt noch gut. Anyway, let's see if you listen to me, if you can remember some of the words I spoke about earlier. So what's the German term for autumn? Der Herbst. And for leaves? Die Blätter. And for spring? Der Frühling. Okay. Ja, heute ist Samstag, der 27.10. Today is Saturday, the 27th of October. Tomorrow is the Lucerne Marathon. And the weather is supposed to be the same as today. And tomorrow at this time I'm already running. And it's, yeah, you guess it, it's grey. We have Hochnebel. And it's supposed... The sun is supposed to be coming out, but I don't know when. And this makes it a little bit difficult to decide what to wear, because it's quite cold at the moment, around 7 or 8 degrees. But if the sun comes out, of course, it gets much warmer. So I will, yeah, I'm carefully looking out of the window all day today and try to guess what to wear for tomorrow. And of course, I'm all the time thinking about when to eat my huge amount of pasta for today, to get a lot of energy for tomorrow. Yeah, and about my job, currently I can't really complain. I'm doing nothing else but working, because I have to do a lot of overtime to get into it. The project is under a lot of pressure. I've come in a right moment, it seems. And I have to travel a lot, because it takes me nearly 2 hours to reach from my door to the office door. But spending all the nights in a hotel is too expensive for me, at least in Zurich. So I'm looking for a room, and yeah. Anyway, but it's fun. My new colleagues are very nice people, and there's a lot of energy in the air. So I think I will, at the moment, I like it. Oh, that's it. I like it. Yeah. Okay. I would say that's it for today. One more question. What is the sun of German? Die Sonne. Yeah. Okay, so I wish you a nice weekend and a good next weekend. See you soon. Tschüss.